Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, look for the cattle complex open moderately lower today, pressured by follow-through selling, technical worries, and signs of weakening carcass value. Hog futures should also begin on the defensive, checked by residual selling and uncertain cash potential. Now, cattle market watchers should be prepared for a typically quiet Tuesday. We expect bids and asking prices to remain poorly defined until at least Wednesday or Thursday. Live and feeder issues seem geared to open considerably lower, pressured by follow-through selling and lackluster pre-holiday beef demand. Hog trade is expected to open today with near-steady prices. Processing margins have narrowed but still remain decent. Early week estimates of late May slaughter around 2.13 million head. Lean futures should also open moderately lower, checked by spillover selling from the cattle complex and negative technical concerns. Now, soybean futures closed lower yesterday as soybean meal retreated from last week's contract highs, and soybean export shipments fell in the latest weekly report, fund selling noted in both markets. Corn fared better and closed a few cents higher for the second straight session, while wheat was lower as the winter wheat harvest will be starting soon. In other markets, the dollar was a fraction lower but remains within last week's higher range. Equities held modest gains, with the Dow Jones Industrial up 45 points when the crops closed. Crude oil was down 30 cents a barrel, and gold was down $1.60 an ounce. Well, the wheat finished lower as the winter wheat harvest will be starting soon. Late season rain has raised concerns about disease and damage to the mature wheat in the plains, but that support continues to be countered by the ample world supplies. Now, on the corn futures, the corn settled about 3 cents higher yesterday amid light fund buying as spring planting appears to be winding down. Trade estimates have been about 92% of the corn planted in Monday afternoon's weekly progress report, about 61% of the soybeans. And the soybeans did close lower and settle just above the 20-day moving average yesterday, well above other key averages. We'll check futures after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Looking at our livestock futures at the close yesterday, June live cattle down 290 at 118.15. August live cattle down $3 at 114.45. August feeder cattle down 450, 143.42. And the September was down 450 at 141.52. June hogs down 77 yesterday, 79.07. And July was down 95 cents at 79.30. On the grains, the close yesterday, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. July was down 2 cents at 447. September down 2 cents at 463. Chicago wheat, July was down 5 3/4 at 462. September down 5 3/4 at 473. July corn was up 3 1/4 at 397 3/4. September was up 3 cents at 399 3/4. And July soybeans down 15.5 cents, 1058.5. August was down 15 3/4 at 1057 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.